It's good to be in the house of the Lord with you today, and just a few announcements. As you came in, you probably saw the basket full of stars in the back. I'd encourage you to grab one of those as you leave today. That's in celebration of not only Epiphany this last week, but kind of a guiding word for this year, for 2021. Communion will be the third Sunday in January. Also, there's Christmas poinsettias in the back. Please take as many as you'd like that we can get those to home so that you can enjoy those. Also, a thank you to our volunteers who are helping to make our service possible today. For Mark, Bob, and Mark in the back, also Jason and Linda serving in music, and Howard as a reader, thank you for sharing your gifts with us here today. We still have some of those St. Olaf yard signs available, so if you don't have one of those yet, please grab one. It isn't necessarily Christmas related, it just has we're together in spirit, and that's good to remember at this time. I will invite you to stand as you are able, and we'll begin with confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose voice is upon the waters, whose mercy is poured upon all people, whose goodness cascades over all creation. Amen. Let us confess our sin, trusting in the abundant grace of God. Holy God, you search us and know us. You are acquainted with all our ways. We confess that our hearts are burdened by sin, our own sins and the broken systems that bind us. We turn inward, failing to follow your outward way of love. We distrust those who are not like us. We exploit the earth and its resources and fail to consider generations to come. Forgive us, gracious God, for all we have done and left undone. Even before the words are on our tongues, you know them. Receive them in your divine mercy. Amen. How vast is God's grace! Through the power and promise of Christ Jesus, our sins are washed away, and we are claimed as God's own beloved. Indeed, we are forgiven. In the wake of God's forgiveness, we are called to be the beloved community, living out Christ's justice in the Spirit's reconciliation and peace. Amen.
Bright and glorious is the sky, radiant are the heavens high, where the golden stars are shining, all their rays to earth inclining, back on us to heaven above, back on us to sages from the east afar, when they saw this wondrous star, went to find the King of Nations and to offer their oblations to the child, the newborn King, to the child, the King. And this star as bright as day that will never lead astray, with its message so appealing, is the word of God revealing Christ, the way, the truth, the life.
Love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy God, creator of light and giver of goodness, your voice moves over the waters. Immerse us in your grace and transform us by your Spirit, that we may follow after your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Out of chaos, God brings order. Out of the formless void, God brings light. This familiar story was good news for the Israelites, who experienced much chaos in their history. It remains good news for us. God created and continues to create new life. First reading is from the book of Genesis, first chapter, beginning at the first verse. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Word of God, word of life. In Ephesus, Paul encounters people who had received John's baptism of repentance, but had never heard of the Holy Spirit or of baptism in the name of Jesus. After Paul baptizes them, the Holy Spirit comes upon them and empowers them with gifts of the Spirit. Second reading is from the book of Acts, 19th chapter, beginning at the first verse. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No. We have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. Word of God, word of life. May we rightly understand and boldly apply God's word.
To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If I were to say to you, "May the force be with you," what would the proper response be? May the force be with you and also with you. Do we have any Star Wars fans in the house of the Lord this morning? Okay, there's only a few of you with me, okay. I want us to rewind back to 1980, and that is a time before some of us were even born. Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, is a 1980 space film. It's the second film of the original Star Wars trilogy. Any of you here seen that, even if you're not a fan? Okay, more of you. The film is set 3 years after the destruction of the Death Star, and Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Princess Leia are being pursued by the evil Darth Vader and the elite forces of the Galactic Empire. While Han and Leia are chased across the galaxy by the Empire, Luke studies the Force under the training of the Jedi Master Yoda. Sidebar, isn't Yoda so cute? Meanwhile, Vader secretly plots a trap for Luke that will lead to a vicious confrontation and a shocking revelation. Do you remember this scene? And I'm going to ask them to play it.
There is no escape. Don't make me destroy you. Luke, you do not yet realize your importance. You have only begun to discover your power. Join me, and I will complete your training. with our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough! He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father. Search your feelings, you know it to be true.
No! No!
Luke, you can destroy the Emperor. He has foreseen this. It is your destiny. Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
What was the most important tidbit that Luke learned that day? The most memorable line of the entire film, if you know it, say it with me in your best Darth Vader voice. Luke, I am your father. That Vader was his father. That was a life-changing revelation, wasn't it? So we enter into another scene, a more light-focused scene between a father and the son, and the scene doesn't focus or involve lightsabers or lost limbs or arguments or a bunch of other no's, but it does involve water, God's word, the spirit, and a lot of yeses. After John baptizes Jesus in the River Jordan, the scripture says that the heavens were opened up and the Holy Spirit, the shape of a dove, descended upon Jesus. And the voice comes from the Father. Do you remember the words? You are my son, the beloved. In other words, Jesus, say it with me in your best Darth Vader voice, I am your father. And the Spirit sends Jesus on his way, not to some galaxy far away, but to places like Galaxy, the wilderness, Gethsemane, Golgotha. Do you see what baptism does to us? It sends you to places you might not ever think to go, like a new job or a new school. Do you see what baptism does? It sends us to love and serve. And that day at the River Jordan, God spoke to Jesus, but let's cut to the chase, our baptism. Didn't God speak to us there too? At our baptism, whether you remember it or not, the heavens opened wide, and the Holy Spirit descended upon us like a dove. I've shared this before, but there have been many pictures from real-life baptisms that have happened in church where light is coming down or coming out of my mouth or around the heads of babies, children, and adults. That grace, the heavens open and grace comes down from above. Is that the Lord's Spirit at baptism? In that moment, God speaks to us, "You are my son. You are my daughter." In other words, God speaks, I am God, I am your father. And does that change us? The battle in the real Star Wars was the light side versus the dark side, and that same battle exists in each of us. But we have the Holy Spirit, the light side, in each of us to overcome the darkness. Jesus is the light. And maybe that's why in baptism there are pictures of light all around. The huge nerd in me wants to say the Force in Star Wars
is also the force, this Holy Spirit, that is a part of our mind, body, and spirit at levels that are beyond each and every one of us. It's the energy that connects us to one another in baptism. And I believe that God has his awesome power that awakens this force, this guiding force at our baptism, and that spirit is connecting all of us to one another now. It is something beyond us. And wouldn't you say that God's spirit has this amazing ability to influence our body and our mind and our spirit, to have grace that moves mountains, to have that within us? The spirit sends us. It doesn't keep us stagnant on the couch. It sends us out, not into some galaxy far away, but to places like the Vatican in Rome, Italy. Have any of you been there before? I went with my Aunt Carol and her husband, Valerio, and we had to buy pants. Do you know why? That out of respect to the Lord, a person cannot have their legs or their arms or their shoulders exposed when entering this holy place. So when you wear your shorts there, the church says, go put on some pants. So what do? You go buy some pants. There's a story of a group of tourists visiting the Vatican, and their tour guide told them about the famous Sistine Chapel, the place where the College of Cardinals meets to choose a new pope. The room has this ornate painted ceiling. It's Michelangelo's masterpiece. The famous image in that room is that of Adam and God. Have you seen that picture before? The hand of Adam is reaching out for God, but there is this small separation between their pointer fingers. Adam and God never quite meet. So one aspect of the Sistine Chapel comes to a surprise to many of first-time visitors, its size. It is a small room. One young man was so eager to see Michelangelo's painting of the Sistine Chapel, he dashed from one end to the other. He mistook the chapel for some sort of chamber. The tour guide had to chase after him and said, come back, you missed it, and this time, remember to look up. And I love that image. Remember to look up. I wonder, if John the Baptist nudged his cousin Jesus and said, hey, cousin, remember to look up. And in that moment when Jesus' head was soaking wet, he looked up towards the heavens to hear his Father. Where does our help come from? Remember to look up. Does this amazing grace come from above? Remember to look up. Where does the promise of forgiveness and eternal life come from? Remember to look up. Yes, the hand of God has touched us in baptism. We are no longer separated like Adam and God. That spirit is within us, and where does it come from? Remember to look up. Because when we look up, we remember that God was so willing to come down for us. So why are we here? The Spirit is here leading us to do many things in his name, and he sends us out to places yet untrodden, and we pray that we may have ears and feet willing to go. This is Baptism of Our Lord Sunday, and this point in the service would be where I would invite you to come forward to the font to mark your heads in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You can do that where you're at now. You are God's child in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We cannot come forward to the font with germs, with COVID. But as you walked in today, you probably noticed baskets full of star words in the back. If you didn't grab one on the way in, grab one as you leave today and exit. This is God's gift for you today. God is always the most gracious giver. And although there are no particular star word police, you're encouraged to just simply pick one from the basket, receiving it as a gift, rather than trying to select a word that you particularly like or think that you need. One of my clergy friends described it as the word picking you.
The stories of these are pretty amazing, as these words become woven into the life of the one who carries it. You don't have to figure out the word's meaning to your life right away. Simply let it rest in you. And you're encouraged as you go home today to put them in a place where you will see them often. The bathroom mirror might be an option, maybe by the kitchen, on the refrigerator. May these stars be one way to help guide you by the Holy Spirit, as the star did for the Magi long ago, as the heavens opened to Jesus, to take you to a place to discover God breaking into the world in powerful, personal ways for you. As you look at the word, remember to take a moment and look up. And remember that God was so willing to come down for us. May the force of his Holy Spirit be with you all.
We are people created, chosen by God. Then we're washed ever gently in mercy and love. Sin has power no more. Jesus opened the door to a fountain bringing healing and wholeness and more. We are fed and we're nourished, filled and refreshed. Then our hunger returns and again we are blessed. For whatever the need, God is greater indeed. Endless ocean, always deeper than all of our need. We are nourished by water, all living things, and by life that the Spirit abundantly brings. As we journey toward home, may your presence be known. Precious river, ever flowing, now carry us home. Now with praise and thanksgiving, we join the song. All are welcome, we gather to sing loud and strong. Not enslaved, but set free. From now on, all will be one in Jesus, one in water, baptized and set free.
Let us confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We continue with the prayers of intercession. I will say, let us pray, and your response will be, have mercy, O God. Guided by Christ, made known to the nations, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For the church throughout the world and its leaders, that guided by the Holy Spirit, they proclaim the forgiveness of sins, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For wilderness and water, wind and wild beast, and all living things on earth, that God's goodness is revealed through creation and faithful stewards care for all God has made, let us pray. For the nations of the world and their leaders, for laborers both busy day and night, and for peacemakers amid strife, that God inspired all people to use their strength wisely, let us pray. For the sick and those who provide medical care, for the imprisoned and those who show them mercy, for the lonely and those who provide companionship, for all who suffer in mind, body, and spirit, and today we remember before you Judy Van Alstine, Curtis Stover and family, Rosemary Stickrod, Teresa Copps, Marilyn Wingerson, Caroline Prochaska, Donna Smith, Charlie Clausen, Judy Hamburger, Lydia Hendricks and her daughter Marley and Kimber, Steve Torkelson's family and friends. And we pray for all who are suffering from COVID, caring for others with COVID, and those who have lost someone to COVID. God, shower us all with your compassion. Let us pray. For our St. Olaf congregation gathered here or online with us, for students returning to school, for those seeking renewal in their daily work, that all the beloved of God experience grace and mercy. Let us pray. In thanksgiving for the faithfully departed, who now rest from their labors, that their witness may inspire our baptismal vocations, hear us, O God. Merciful God, hear the prayers of your people spoken in silent for the sake of the one who dwells among us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace with an air high five or a peace sign. You may be seated. At this time, we will receive our offering for the mission and ministry here at St. Olaf. As you leave today, there is our offering plate in the back, and if you're joining us online, we'll provide a link for PayPal down in the comments section. Let us pray. God of all goodness, generations have turned to you, gathered around your table, and shared your abundant blessings. Number us among them that as we gather these gifts of your abundance and give thanks for your rich blessings, we may feast upon your very self and care for all that you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our sovereign and servant. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive this blessing. May the God of all creation, in whose image we are made, who claims us and calls us beloved, who strengthens us for service, give you the reason to rejoice and be glad. The blessing of God, sovereign, Savior, and Spirit be with you today and always. Amen.
Almighty Word, chaos and darkness heard, and took their flight. Hear us, we humbly pray, and where the gospel day sheds not its glorious ray, let there be light. Christ, who once came to bring on your redeeming wing healing and sight, health to the troubled mind, sight where illusions blind. Oh, now to humankind let there be light. Of truth and love, life-giving holy dove, speed forth your flight, move on the water's face, bearing the lamp of grace, and in earth's darkest place let there be light. Holy and blessed three, glorious Trinity, wisdom, love, might, boundless as ocean's tide, rolling in fullest pride through the earth far and wide, let there be light.
Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.